Hello, everyone. This is Rick Gentry. I want to thank you for listening to Preaching Sunday on BPNRadio.com today. Very excited to introduce a personal friend of mine, Dr. Ron Lester. He's from Tucson, Arizona. Here's Dr. Ron.
All right. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And we are excited to be on BPN Radio today on this Sunday. And we're glad that you're tuned in to all the preaching today. It is a joy and a privilege to be here. And so we are grateful. And today we want to minister to you a little bit about honoring those that are in the position of our president, positions of authority and what have you. And there's a scripture that I basically, you know, I've ignored. Really hadn't listened to it, hadn't really thought about it in Romans, the 13th chapter. And I tell you what, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody preach on this section of the Word of God and how important, you know, it is for us to honor those and respect those that are in authority. And I see it in America. We have a real challenge in this nation right now. I know that the midterm election's coming up here in a few days. I'm very concerned about it. I'm very concerned about the people that are fighting against our president, and just seem like there's such turmoil going on, and the bickering and the word languages that they're using and trying to destroy our president and what have you. And I see, you know, right now we need to really vote for those that are for pro-life, that are for America, that are wanting to be have patriotism in their lives, nationalism. I just feel like that America have gone through a real serious situation here in America. And so I just pray that we will come back to that 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he says, if my people will humble themselves and repent and turn from their wicked ways, he said that if we would do that, he said he would heal our land. And I just believe that we've got to humble ourselves before the Lord and repent for the sins, repent for all of the 60 million babies that have been killed. I that is such a tragic for a nation to have killed that many babies. God does not. I think he looks down on that and he cries every time that he sees one of those babies being killed in the womb. I just know that God, you know, he says he knitted us in the womb. Even before, he knew us before we were ever knitted in the womb. And this is such a absolute crime, I feel like, in America, because we went so far since 1973, Roe versus Wade, give that permission to do that. So anyway, we want to go to the Word of God in the 13th chapter of Romans 1-7. Paul is going to read this. This is my grandson, and he has helped me in recording and what have you. I'm totally blind, and I'm not able to see, you know, different things and how the computer is reacting to all of the language and what have you. So you just bear with us today. And Paul, if you're ready to read, go ahead and read those scriptures for us, all right?
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have the praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath, but also for conscience's sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor.
Yes, amen. Praise God. Lord, as we come before you, Lord, right now, we ask you, Lord, to minister the word, Lord. Touch these lips of clay, Lord, today. And I ask you, Lord, for those that may be listening out there, that you anoint their ears to hear the word of God. I just want you to open them up, open their ears, and help them to understand and hear the word of God. And help us, Lord Jesus, to spread the word that they need to get out and vote this coming up. I just pray that God would minister to them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. You know, the thing that really stirs me, you know, over the years, they said in 2012, I believe it was, that there was over 30 million Christians that did not vote during that time period. Now, in 2016, people came out and they voted. Now, I don't know how many actually did not vote, Christians that did not vote, but we were able, you know, to motivate the Christians to get out and vote, and we changed the direction of this nation, turned it around, and I feel like that, you know, that we have been very fortunate to be able to turn this around in the last 2 years. I feel like that, you know, I know that a lot of people think, well, you know, this is not a place for political issues, but I just believe that, you know, God has given us that opportunity. When he talks about the Word of God, you know, and the authority that God has placed on people that are in that position, we are to honor them. We are to respect them. It says if we don't do that, he says we are doing wickedness. And, you know, and if he, you know, wanted to, he could take and put us in jail or whatever. And so we need to honor and give honor where honor is due. You know, that's the biggest challenge that we have. So many people can't seem to accept what God has done, what he has placed in that position. I know it was, we were very fortunate to be able to vote and do what was supposed to be right. And I just feel like this midterm election, we are in a position right now that if we don't win the House of Representatives, we are in serious trouble, because, the one that would take over as the House of Representatives leader, she's already said that she's going to try to impeach our president, that she was going to repeal the taxes, the tax cuts that we got. She was going to do this and do that. She's already got it on her agenda, on her website, what she intends to do. And I fear for our nation if the House of Representatives does not stay in the hands of the Republicans in a conservative manner. And so I just encourage each one of you to get out and vote. Take that opportunity. You have a privilege. This is a God-given privilege for you to get out and vote. And I just feel very strongly about it. I know that our veterans, we have fought in America as a Vietnam vet. I just feel like, you know, that I paid a price for you to have the freedom to get out and vote. And so I encourage you, get out, go out and vote on this election day, I just feel like it's a very important date. I know that my boys, both of them, have been in the Army. My oldest son was in for 7 years in the Army. He fought in the first Gulf War. And, you know, a lot of people may say, well, you know, I didn't like Vietnam. I don't like the Gulf War and what we did in Iraq and what have you. But I just feel like, you know, that we've got to say, okay, Lord, you place these men in that position to make those decisions, and we need to honor them for that. And my son, the youngest one, he's in the Army, been in for nearly 19 years now, and we're grateful that God has given him that opportunity to be a chaplain in the Army. And I know that, you know, many, many thousands of men and women have stood for what is right. They've stood up for America. They are proud to be an American. And I love that song, you know, our friend, you know, Green, I'm trying to think what his last name is right now, I'm sorry, but he says, you know, I'm proud to be an American. And I just feel like that's something we've got to do in this election. We've got to, you know, say, hey, I'm proud to be an American, and I'm going to get out and vote. You know, I know that there is religions, you know, that won't even, represent, you know, they won't even respect the flag. They won't even, you know, respect our president in any way. They don't believe in, you know, doing different things. You know, I'm very concerned about that. That God, you know, I don't think he wants us to you know, be quiet. And, you know, I know he wants us to respect, but does he want us to just stand around and let whatever will be? I've heard that so many times from Christians, you know, oh, yeah, I'm not going to vote. You know, whatever will be. They don't need my vote. You know what? It may come down to just your vote, one little vote. And so I just encourage you to get out and vote this year, that God wants you to go and vote and take that time to vote. You know, boy, I tell you, we have an ultimatum. We've got to get out there and do it. And so, if you have any love for this country, I just believe that you got to make your voices known. Just like everybody else that's raising Cain on the other side, we just, you know, I just feel like that, you know, it's up to us, you know, to shake the trees and tell people they need to get out and vote. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do today, is to get out and vote. It's critical that we vote. So, take that scripture and listen to it, and honor those that are in authority. I just feel like that they are special, that God has placed them there. I know that God has given us that opportunity to do something that is right. And so I want to, I'm going to go to a song right now. And I know that God is able to bless and minister. So, we will do that right at this point.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless the USA. I tell you what, that is so awesome. That's an awesome song. I just feel, you know, a lot of times that we forget, you know, how did we wind up with all this good freedom? How did we have that privilege to get out and vote? How did we, you know, as an American, you know, it's a really great privilege to live in America. You go to another country, and I tell you what, when I came back from Vietnam, I tell you what, I felt like, you know, that I could get down and kiss the ground, because you know, it was such an awesome opportunity to come back to America and have the freedom that we have. I've been to other countries that, you know, did not have that freedom, you know. It's just, I've been to many countries, and it's just amazing the difference, you know. You are so relieved to get back to the United States and feel like you have the freedom and not feel like somebody's going to, you know, arrest you for this or for that or what have you. And so it is a great privilege. Do you really feel like that you have a privilege in America? Do you feel like it, you know, if you really feel like, you know, that God has given you that blessing to be an American, I just feel like that you need to take that time to get out and vote and cast your ballot. Cast your ballot for whatever, you know, candidate that you feel is living a good life, that they may not be perfect, but they are living, you know, they at least, hopefully they are pro-choice. I mean, I'm sorry, that they're pro-life. Sometimes I get the two mixed up, but they are pro-life, that they believe in the sanctity of the baby, the in the womb, that it is a live individual. And so I just feel like, you know, that we got to stand up for America, stand up for freedom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just asked you to make that effort this week to get out and vote. Encourage you to ask God to minister to you and select the right one. And now I'm gonna do another song. I just feel like that Reba McEntire sang a song, and we got to give it back to God. See, America has been, you know, on the fence for so long. It is, you know, we've had our challenges. I mean, it hasn't been, you know, what we really expect. I mean, I see things happening in America, you know. I grew up in, you know, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and I tell you what, during that time period, we had, you know, we honored America, we worked hard, we had grit. You know, I mean, we had challenges, sure. Growing up on a farm, I tell you what, it was a challenge back in the 50s. We had all kinds of weather problems. We had the drought, and then we had the flood, and then we had the insects that just ate up everything. I tell you what, it was a real challenge, and I wonder, you know, sometimes with my mom and dad, how did they ever get that grit to stick with it and keep going? And I believe it was because they loved God. They loved our Father God. Hallelujah. And they depended on the Lord. I can remember many times that they'd get down on their knees at night, and when they'd go to bed, and they would lift up their hands toward the Lord and cry out to Him and praise Him and thank God for everything that God had brought them through. And they would pray for us kids, every one of us. They would pray and gave us back to God. And I tell you what, that was totally awesome to listen to their prayers. I'd lay there in the bed, and you know, back in those days, we only had two bedrooms, and they were large bedrooms, and so we had two beds in each one of them. And me and my brother, we slept in where Mom and Dad was. And I tell you what, Mom and Dad prayed. Boy, I tell you what, they prayed loud. And there was no way that I could not hear them. I mean, I would lay there and pretend that I was asleep, but I heard their prayers. And so we got to pray. We parents, we got to pray. We got to pray for our kids. We got to pray for our grandkids. And here is a song that Reba McEntire wrote last year, and I tell you what, it is right, hits the head, the nail on the head for America. We got to give it back to God, and that's what we trust in the Lord, that you will take an opportunity to do it this week. Give it back to God, if you will. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Knock on one, it won't do no good. You gotta get down on your knees
So important that we give it back to God. I just pray right now that God would minister to you out there. I just feel like there's some people out there that you're sitting on the fence and you haven't made a commitment to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just believe that he's trying to tell you, you need to serve him with all your heart. He says that we can't straddle the fence. We can't just walk the middle of the road. We got to get on the right or the left. We got to be for righteous' sake, or we got to be for the, we're going to, you know, serve the old devil. And I just believe that, hey, you can't have both of them. You will fail to, you know, honor the Lord Jesus Christ if you're on the fence. He says you've got to give it all back to God. We got to give it all our heart back to God. We got to stand for what's right. We got to stand up for righteous' sake. Hallelujah. I just feel like that there's some people out there that you know, you're debating right now what to do. And I just pray right now for you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to minister to those that are on the fence, that are just, you know, feel like that they are trying to serve the Lord, but then they still have one foot over in the world. And they can't seem to get over it. And they can't get over the fence and surrender their heart totally and completely to the Lord. I ask you, Lord, to minister to them right now, Lord, and convict them of that wickedness, and help them, Lord, right now to turn their heart all totally, completely over to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said in Matthew 6:33 says, we're to seek the Lord with all of our heart, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Folks, all those things in the world, you don't need them, but if you will seek the Lord with all your heart, he says he'll give you the desires of your heart, but you've got to give it to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, praise God. I just believe the Lord is wanting to talk to you right now. And I just pray for God to minister to you in the name of Jesus. This is Dr. Ron Lester coming to you from Tucson, Arizona. And I'm so thrilled that you've listened to us today. And hopefully you didn't turn us off. God bless you. And this is BPNRadio.com. And we will see you next time. So hopefully you have received something from the Lord today. God bless you.